Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Standin.
Hey, anglers, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup and having so much fun in studio with Tim Ekstrom from Royal Star Sport Fishing. And if you missed the first hour of the show, Rick enjoying some family time at home with their new little one at home, man. Congratulations to the Maxa family. And Pete, we mentioned spending Thanksgiving back in Michigan with his in-laws and family back there. I shake my head. Look, we're 72 degrees and beautiful sun, and he texted us this morning. It's 19 degrees where he's at.
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
Wow. No, thank you.
No, thank you. Yes, thank you. Yes, and please, and no, thank you. Right, exactly. But having so much fun in studio and giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty. If you want to join us, you can do so, 213-432-1090, or text us via the app. Make sure you leave your name and telephone number. And as mentioned, giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. And it's time for the Fish Report, and it's sponsored by...
It's the FishDope.com report, sponsored by Norsk Lithium Batteries. They're here in Southern California, designed specifically for marine use. Norsk Lithium Batteries feature prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norsk Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and charging status by using an app on your phone. Norsk also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make an investment in the best for your boat with Norsk Lithium. Check NorskLithium.com for more information and a dealer near you.
It's crazy, isn't it?
All the rage.
It is. And with electric reels and a swordfish and a deeper water rockfish. I mean, there's guys fishing 700-900 feet for some of the rockfish using electric reels. And have Norsk Lithium on board is super cool. And we've got our FishDope.com reporter on hold here. Good morning, Mark.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Kind of lost you.
One, two. Yes, sir.
We're here.
Good morning.
Oh, man, I've been having a great time listening to you guys. You're having way too much fun over there.
I agree
with
you.
Well, I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. We sure did. And but it is the end of November, and winter is creeping up on us. And things are going to be changing. They're already changing some. They're going to be changing a little more. But first of all, let me remind you guys that we got about another month of cod fishing. You know, it's going to close down January 1st. So we're not going to have any more deep-fried red snappers until April. So if you want to get your licks in, now's the time. Over 300 feet. Can't be fishing shallow right now. A lot of weird regulations.
Hmm.
And as for local fishing, you know, not an awful lot going on. But, you know, water temps have been... You know, they're definitely cooler, but stable, relatively stable. And the bass are still biting pretty good there, close to structure. Fish like a 3/4 to 1.5 ounce lead head with a hunk of squid on it, low and slow along the bottom there. Still pretty good fishing. And also local, but very different than what I was just talking about. So last Sunday, I was listening to the show and heard a caller ask about fishing sea bass on the breakwater.
Yes,
oh, wow.
Yes. I thought of you the entire time, and I'm glad you heard it.
I heard that, and I got to tell you that sea bass on the breakwater has been near and dear to my heart for a long time. We've caught some really nice ones out there. But like fishing sea bass anywhere, to be successful and somewhat consistent, you have to be very intentional. You have to really angle for them. Once in a while, you get one just incidentally, but if you want to catch them, you got to really fish for them.
And Mark, that's why I mentioned the mackerel part of it, right? And I hope that caller is listening, because the mackerel really separates you from the rockfish or the cabazon or even a 3-pound calico, right?
Mm. Yep. So there's two ways, and that's one of them. So the first way is sitting on the anchor. You know, I love fishing on the anchor and fishing specific targeted areas. So if you go up and down that breakwater, you know, that thing's many miles long, and everybody thinks it's kind of all the same, but it's not. It's the same but different. So you want to anchor up on the reefier areas. This is mostly an outside thing. The areas where the rocks are spread out a little farther, a little more kelp on them. Anchor up current, chop and chum with squid there, and then fly line a squid back into that, and you'll get some nice ones. We've caught actually our biggest one, fishing on live squid, anchored up like that. And, you know, the times that you want to do that, mostly late afternoon, high tide, with a little bit of breeze and a little bit of current going the same direction, hopefully. And that could be really good fishing. But the other way is what you were just talking about, fishing with those mackerels. And that really just pretty much separates the riffraff from the real deal. You know, exactly. You're slow trolling a big mackerel, you're pretty much going to get either a giant calico bass or sand bass or a sea bass, one or the other, or a broomtail grouper, but that's a whole other subject. So you want to catch your tank of mackerels out by the bait barge, and then, you know, again, a lot of times we're doing this on the inside, unless it's really nice weather on the outside, but I've got plenty of good ones on the inside. Find the area where the birds are hanging out, because guess what? The birds are hanging out where the bait is, and the bait holds a fish. So obviously just everywhere we fish, hanging around the birds. So, and we troll up and down that wall. Your best setup is a lever drag reel. Like a Talitha 12 is perfect, 1025, something along them lines. 40-pound test. Do a 4-ounce crescent sinker so it doesn't spin. And then behind the crescent sinker, you got about 4 feet of 40-pound fluorocarbon and a 6-0 J hook, something like that, that you hook right behind the head of the fish, about even with the end of the gill flaps. Then you drop them back, 100, not way back, 100 feet, 20. And you idle along nice and slow, dead slow, one knot, knot and a half, maybe at the most, about 30 feet of water, which is typically 30 or 40 feet off the rocks. You're not in there really tight. And just barely engage the drag, just so the mackerel's not pulling his own line. Put the clicker on, and you just tool it along, and when you hear that clicker go off, give them a clarion countdown of 4, 3, 2, and then them special words we used to use, and set them up, and be surprised at how many 20, 30-pounders you will catch on the inside of the breakwater like that, trolling those mackerel.
Even bigger, though, right? I mean, 50, 60-pounders maybe?
I have not yet caught one over 50 off
really?
The breakwater.
Okay.
Not yet. Got 40s, no 50s yet.
Yeah.
But they do get some really big ones out there.
You just mentioned something that caught my ear, Mark, as you said on the inside of the breakwater. Are you talking about fishing up against on the outside or the inside or both?
Well, I fish the inside most of the time.
I think you drove it up without even knowing it. I heard that deep
no.
breath.
No, I take a deep breath a lot of times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And with some of the stuff we talk about, it's like, whatever, I'm happy to share it. But, yeah, I fish on the inside a lot because a lot of this fishing is late afternoon, and we got that westerly wind blowing, and you're tootling along 30 feet off the wall on the outside in 8 or 10 or 12 knots of wind. Anything goes wrong, you got very little margin of error. You got very little time to solve a problem. So most of that I do on the inside, unless it's a really nice afternoon, or, you know, sometimes in the morning, but most of the time it's afternoon fishing. I've always found to be better. But yeah, we fish them both.
That's some great information, Mark, and I sure hope that listener is listening today, because that really set it up perfectly, and it's really in your backyard, and that break, I have fished it many times, obviously not as many as you or a lot of guys from up in that zone, but it is an incredible fishery, and it's so different than any other Southern California breakwall, because it's 7 miles of 40 to 60 feet of water right up against rock structure. It's very unique and holds a lot of big fish, whether it's lobster or whatever it be, big calicos or sea bass. It's all there.
Yeah, it's definitely all there. It is a fantastic fishery. And I can't say that calico bass fishing, you know, I don't do the calico bass fishing much anymore, but did for many, many years. And I'd say it's probably just as good now as it was 30, 40 years ago when a lot of the guys were learning how to fish that thing out there. I mean, there's still tons of them big ones.
Yeah, definitely. And I talked to quite a few guys that fish it regular, and 30, 50, 60, 80 fish nights, and it's a very healthy, viable fishery, definitely, and right in our backyard.
Right in our backyard. So with all this talk here, we probably don't have time to talk about all the squid that's mounted up just about everywhere. And okay. We got halibut biting at the islands. And then that tuna on the Tanner that you guys were talking about, I mean, that's just awesome, that tuna out there on the bank there. You know, maybe that squid will show up like it has in previous years, and that stuff will be out there for another month or two.
The squid
that's
is
there?
Yeah, it's there. Yeah. Wow.
Ah, nice. Yeah, that's awesome.
How refreshing is that to hear, Mark? I mean, it's such a different... Yeah, it's a cycle that, you know, we've dabbled in for the last handful of years, but it's, you know, last year it came back pretty strong, and this year it seems even better than last year, yeah?
Yeah, seems like it.
Yeah.
Well, incredibly. Okay, so can I take another minute for a public service announcement here?
Let's do it. We're ready.
Okay. So I was looking around Boy Decks last night, bdoutdoors.com. And the guys do these podcasts, and the one, it was just did a couple of days ago, and their podcast this week was the guys from Captain's Concepts, Gavin and Matt.
Okay.
And it was like a 40-minute show. I listened to the whole thing. It was great. But for you guys that aren't aware, these guys are doing this thing called Captain's Concepts, and you got two extraordinary young fishermen that are sharing their knowledge from being out there on the boats. You know, Gavin is on the Pacific Queen, and Matt's out there on the San Diego, and he spent a huge amount of time on the water catching tonnage of fish of various types there. And they're sharing all that with these videos that they do. So I heard about them first on this show like 2 years ago. You had them as a guest, and I thought, man, that's kind of interesting. And then maybe a year ago, I actually listened some of their videos, and I was just astounded at tips and tricks and techniques and tackle that those guys are sharing, seeing every day what they're doing. So you guys out there, you know, if you don't get a chance to spend a whole bunch of time out there on Royal Star learning from the best of the best, you know, watching these Captain's Concepts guys' videos for a very reasonable amount of money is a great way to really, really, really up your game. I've got half of a yellow notepad filled with notes that I've made from listening to their videos. I mean, they share a tremendous amount of good info. Not associated with them, not making any money. I just want to pass on some really good info.
They're a fabric, a part of the fabric of the community here, sport fishing, and two really good anglers. We've had them on the show here multiple times, and extremely knowledgeable. Mark, we appreciate having you, and how does one find you if they want to do so?
Well, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger, and the phone number at store is area code 714-840-4262. The website is pacificedgetackle.com, and we got some really nice days here for the first part of the week. Little weather coming later on, so I'd say it's time to go fishing, guys.
Yeah, a little Santa Ana coming through tomorrow for the next couple days, and definitely some stuff to enjoy on the ocean. And Mark, we appreciate it, and we're going to continue on with Marcos from C4 Sportfish. I want to remind you the code this week to sign up for fishdope.com is hookupnow. That's all one word, no space, hookupnow. Lowercase, no space, and you'll save $20 for a membership there. And good morning, Marcos. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing very well. What's shaking over there?
A little slower week with the holiday this week as far as trips out there, but the trips that did get out, still very good fishing. Those half days, those deep water trips, doing very good rock fishing rock cod. Sometimes I'll fish up in La Jolla in the afternoon, nice mix of bass, whitefish, sheephead, other things in there. The longer trips, those day and a half longer, still seeing that bluefin and yellowtail. And we're, you know, creeping up on December here, and those guys are still catching bluefin, so very good fishing there. So, wish I had more to report for you guys. Like I said, a little bit slower, everyone enjoying their Thanksgiving, but I'm going to guess that some people actually did get that bluefin for Thanksgiving there, so I hope everyone enjoyed that. But check the website, c4thlanding.com. We have our schedule up there for those half days. We have those overnights, day and a half, a bunch of long trips in there. We've got, if you got people coming to town for the holidays coming up here, we're going to have that whale watching, slowly creeping up on that gray whale migration, but they haven't seen whales otherwise. So lots of options for you. C4landing.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. I'm more than happy to help you guys out. You can always come down and visit us in person, pick up some gifts for those fishermen with Christmas creeping up there, get a license for next year. And it's like, you know, we've mentioned a few times, those licenses are good for a full year now, not just a calendar year. So you can get someone licensed and it's be good for a while there. So lots of options. Again, check out the website, give us a call, or come on down.
That's a great, great thing. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving, Marcos.
I did. It was nice to spend it with my wife and daughter. We kind of took it easy this year. I think we're going to do a little bit bigger Christmas time this year than Thanksgiving. So enjoyed my extra day off from work and got a little extra sleep.
Awesome. Well, appreciate the report, and we'll talk to you again next week.
We'll talk to you then.
All right, Marcos. Thank you from C4 Sport Fishing. And that does conclude our fish report for today. And it's brought to us by Dana Landing and Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete saltwater tackle shop, full deli, snacks, beverages, ice, and boating supplies. And for all your freshwater and saltwater tackle needs, visit East County Bait and Tackle. And now has a successful time on the water. And Dana Landing is right next to the launch ramp. Forgot to mention Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle right there, Broadway and Lemon Grove. And you can check them all out at danalanding.com. And having such a fun time in studio this morning, full text. And do you have a text up and ready to go?
I do. We've had a tremendous amount of text flooding in. And I'm sorry if it appears as if I'm neglecting you.
I have
neglected you to this point, and I will no longer.
Exactly.
So this one comes from Jim Murray in Thousand Palms, California. He's asking, Tim, if you were to choose between appropriate stand-up gear and an appropriately set-up rail rod for big tuna, and you could only choose one for the entire fight, which one would you choose?
Well, you know, I aren't they one and the same? I mean, stand-up gear is a rail rod, right?
I think he's more referring to like a harness style or
oh, I'd go for the rail rod, yeah, 100%. Yeah, the days of the harness, you know, and they're great. Don't get me wrong. Like, you can really apply a lot of pressure, and, you know, if you're in one of those extended battles, the fish is out. They're great. I enjoyed, you know, the harness days, the amount of pressure you can
put it past them, so enjoyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially those OTR harnesses. Those things were bad to the bone. Mm. But you're definitely restricted in your ability to maneuver around the boat when you're fishing multiple anglers. And the way we fish the biggest difference came when the reels changed, you know, and you actually the reels now have so much more torque. Again, you can fish a much higher drag, and you can create so much leverage that you really don't need that harness anymore. You just don't. The only, you know, if maybe somebody was you know, had trouble getting around, it could probably help them. But otherwise, you can apply so much pressure with the, you know, the rail technique.
Again, and the rail's taking the pressure off of you as that's the right. harness did. And you're able to leverage and balance and get the line to be able to get it on the reel.
Yeah, well, I mean, the harness, you put all your pressure on the angler, you know. I mean, it's right. all in your legs and your posterior, if you will. You know, it transfers all that load into your biggest muscle groups. But now without that harness and appropriate drag, you know, just putting the rod under one leg and setting it on the rail with a hammer drag. I mean, it's just it really is remarkable how much pressure you can put on that fish. You know, like 60, 70 pounds of drag. You can just pull that line, you know, grind it, pull it on.
Using the rail.
Yeah, using the rail. And just,
it's such a different era, because back in the day, that was like not cool, right? But now getting the fish on the boat.
You know, there was something about that, you know, and I'm going to say it, man.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
the
yeah.
sanctimonious, you know, IGFA, you know, put the rod on the rail, you know, yeah. don't touch the rod touches the rail, you're lesser than thou, yeah. you know. You're,
get
you know,
the damn thing weak, on the boat.
Yeah, you're a weakling.
Yeah,
you know?
Just get it on the boat.
The rod touches the rail, yeah. you know, you're a second-class citizen. Those days are long gone.
Yeah,
you know?
Thank you.
It's about making it happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's funny said. Hey, the lines have been full the entire show,
yeah,
man.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And I keep seeing his name on the top of the list, and
okay.
I'd like to hear what he's got to say. Let's talk to Tom in Hawaii.
Hey, good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, perfect. We can.
Hello, can you hear me? Yeah, okay. Anyhow, hey, Stud Muffin, how you doing?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I flew out from San Diego Good. Flew out from San Diego yesterday. We're just taking it easy for a week. But I remember the first time I went deep sea fishing. Actually, it was out here. It was off, we're on Kona now, but it was off of Oahu. And I remember one thing, listening to the deckhand. I had never been deep sea fishing. I'd done a lot of freshwater, but I'd never been deep sea fishing. And if you get to know the deckhands, I usually tip them $5 or $10 before we even take off, get to really know them. But if you listen to the deckhand, obviously the captain too, but you know, usually you're talking to a deckhand. I think that's the best thing you can do, and follow what they say, and you'll probably do as well as even some of the most seasoned guys.
Best advice anybody could ever dispense. Yeah. There's absolutely no question about it. And every one of those crew members, everyone that I've seen that's good over the years, they're not there because they're just trying to make a living. They're there because they love fishing, mm-hmm. and they are the best anglers. Best rod and reel anglers. They have that. They, you know, we talked earlier about that instinct, that sixth sense. Every good crew member, they possess that sixth sense. And you know, again, I couldn't have said it better myself. Especially for the novice angler, if there was one piece of advice that I could give somebody, you know, if they didn't know the ropes, so to speak, it's talk to the guys in the crew and let them know ahead of time. And you know, you don't have to, you know, it's a nice gesture, but you certainly don't have to, you know, you don't have to throw any money at them. You know, that's what they're there to share their knowledge. They love doing so. Flag one of those guys down at the beginning of the trip, or all of them, say, hey, look, you know, this is my first time. I don't know what I'm doing. You know, can any help you guys can give me, or anything you see that I can prove, you know, let me know. Those guys will be...
They'll eat it up.
They will make sure that you are dialed in on whatever it is we're fishing with the right gear. You will be taken care of like royalty, because there's nothing more gratifying for one of us doing our job than seeing somebody come on the boat, you know, as X level angler and winding up, you know, at a higher level with a better, broader base of knowledge.
You said it so nicely, Tim, because the success of the boat is really based on, I mean, the success of the angler catching a fish makes the crew happy, a captain, and just down the chain. Like,
1,000%.
Yes.
Yeah. Again, it's not just about the triumph. The triumph of the catch, that's the byproduct of doing something right. You know, mm-hmm. of learning something.
Yes.
And the best of all is, you know, maybe somebody literally hasn't done it at all, and you know, the first few times maybe there's a you know, the get a few handoffs, or you know, get the pump primed, so to speak. But when you see that angler by, you know, the end of the day, the end of the second, third day, when they're picking their own bait, yeah. you see that guy flip one out
and get bit.
It's like, yes,
that yes, almost no. gives a goosebumps.
Oh my God, yeah. it does. You know, yeah. still to this day, that is the best experience, you know, to see the progression of that. And then, you know, and then when that angler gets it, and then they get another one, then they get another one, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yes, that's a great call, Tim, and Tom, appreciate you calling all the way from Hawaii, man. Hey, we teased it earlier, Tim. There's a little bit shaking on at Fisherman's Processing.
We have a new ownership team at Fisherman's Processing. Our partner, Sean Sebring, who's been, you know, he was at Fisherman's Processing.
He's been the man, right?
Zero, everybody, yeah. you know, anybody who's everybody around Fisherman's, you know, around Fisherman's Landing and along the waterfront has had an experience with Sean, Fisherman's Canning back in the day.
Like 2.5 decades, right?
Yeah, he's been here for a long time.
Yeah,
done a great job, made a great contribution to the you know, the evolution of the, especially the services that are provided for anglers at the end of the trip in the form of, you know, originally it started out canning, that went by the wayside with the advent of introduction of RSW, and then it segued into these modern day fish processors that are able to turn this product same day, you know, produce this beautiful product.
Table ready,
you know, packaged in 5-bill bags, etc. So kudos to Sean. He's retired and you know, starting a new life in over there in the middle of the country. He's another one of the, you know, tens of thousands of U-Hauls that are going east from California.
It's why it costs $5,000 to take a U-Haul east, but it only costs you $1,000 to bring it back, right?
Yeah, so he won. He did great. He's moving on. We've got a new ownership team there, which we will announce, you know, in the next few weeks.
Okay.
Randy and I are still the principal owners. We've got a phenomenal ownership team that includes a couple guys that have done this for a long, long time, names that are well known around the dock, Roy Rose, Brian Sims, you know, our partner on the boat. And my wife, who's just an incredible, she had, you know, decades of business experience, customer service. She's really well qualified. We dragged her out of semi-retirement to run Fisherman's Processing.
To bring her on board.
To transition, into, you know, what Fisherman's Processing is going to be. And we have a really cool vision that is going to dramatically improve the production there. One of our biggest goals is to increase our same-day service because it's such a it's such high demand.
Yeah.
And there's only so much, you know.
And it's hard when you get four, five, six boats coming in, right?
Yeah, so we're going to increase our same-day production. We're going to completely revamp our reservation system. We're moving it into the 21st century. It's all going electronic. It's all going web-based. Reservation, deposit. You know,
is it still going to be done by text the way we mentioned it here?
We're going to upgrade into the modern age. Again, it's going to be a format similar to booking a long-range trip. You can go on a computer, book it there. You can secure your reservation with a deposit, so it's rock solid.
Has that started yet?
It hasn't started.
Okay.
It's being built. But we've got, you know, huge, huge improvements in the entire system for anglers, in particular long-range anglers, but everybody.
This is huge news.
Oh, yeah. Mm. It's available to everybody, of course, but our real, you know, our focus always has been a Fisherman's Process and has been on the long-range fleet.
Yes.
That's who we were designed to provide that elevated standard of service to. So we'll continue to focus there, although, you know, anytime we have additional capacity available, we will provide the service to anybody and everybody. Those are probably the two biggest things. We got a lot of in-house stuff that we're doing. That, you know, the main thing that the message we want to broadcast is that our focus on the customer. The customer service, the customer's experience from, you know, A to Z now is going to be foremost. It's a tough thing, you know. We know in the season it gets crazy, man. There's a lot of fish coming. There's a lot of moving parts. A lot of things going on. So, you know, it's easy to get overwhelmed. But we're gonna go back to basics and really focus on making sure that every single customer there is, you know, having a great experience. Again, from the first point of contact till the time they're out the door with fish in their hands, or, you know, their box of fish arrives.
That all makes sense. So if somebody is making a reservation in the next week or so, you want to still text the
we're still on that, but we are going to, once we get our new system in place. And mind you, you know, this is a big project. We're creating this whole new platform.
Yeah, so it's happening now.
It's going to take some time. It's probably going to be, I'm hoping in January 1st.
There it is.
That we're going to launch this thing.
Okay.
And, you know, we got a lot of legwork to do because we've got this, you know, whole book of reservations that we're going to have to, you know, plug those into the system. That's all right, though. We've got time. You know, winter time, it's generally slow for us, you know, January, February, so we've got time to get after it. But the end result will be a streamlined process that will provide a secure reservation with, you know, backup, with a receipt, confirmation that our anglers
I think you said it perfectly. You heard it here, right here on Let's Talk Hookup. Huh? Breaking news.
Yeah.
Fisherman's Process.
Exactly. And my wife, who I said, she's just absolutely incredible. Marilee, she's been in business for a long, long time, incredibly successful. And, you know, she knows that, you know, all the ins and out of customer service and running a business. So she went in there. She got in there a couple of weeks ago, rolled up her sleeves and
started digging in.
Started digging in, created it's going to be a whole new experience for our customers.
Happy to hear it.
All the best ways.
Really good, Tim.
Yeah. I can't tell you how stoked we are. It's great. It's great to you know,
to be moving forward in the positive direction.
We're all family businesses, you know.
Yes.
You know, and this is just one more.
The beautiful part of it, right? And having Roy Rose and a couple others mixed in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We got Ray in the back, you know. He's heading up the
Raymond's the man.
He is
Are you kidding
the
me?
Man now.
And Melanie?
Exactly.
Still there?
The phenomenal job as well.
Awesome. Yeah, happy to hear
the
it.
The whole team is still intact. You know, Sean is the one. He like I said, he's
moving on to brighter things in Tennessee.
And good for him, man.
Yeah, right.
It was handshakes and high fives, like right on, dude. You won.
Yeah, hey, so. More power to you, man.
Absolutely.
People moving out of California. Good luck to you. There's 75 degrees out here right now.
I know. Beautiful. Right.
Hey, we're gonna be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. You heard it here, man. It's Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm here to tell you about the 2024 Hall Family Shows. The first show is the Bart Hall Show at the Long Beach Convention Center, January 25th to the 28th. This is a new date for this world-famous show and California's largest outdoor recreation event. The second show is the Bart Hall Show at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, February 15th to the 18th. San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, and biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. And finally, the Bart Hall Boat Show, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Fairplex of Pomona, California's premier boat show with acres of every kind of boat and marine accessory. We want to thank our sponsors, Progressive, Mammoth Lakes, Accurate Fishing Tackle, Convict Lake, Okuma Fishing Tackle, Ram and Jeep Vehicles, Shimano, Costa, Daiwa, the Southern California and San Diego County Ford Dealers, Turner's Outdoorsman, Fisherman's Landing, Bob Sands Fishing Tackle, John Petty, the Angler's Custom Goldsmith. We'll see you at the shows.
Hey, we're so lucky here in San Diego. We have fantastic weather and great fishing. We also have three great shops to take care of anglers. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by Johnny, is certainly one of the best. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna. Plus, we have Doug, one of the finest reel repair guys around. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. Jeet and the guys have the best rod and reels, the hottest lures, and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, growing their stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We develop the tools for the EKDNA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great show today. We're me and Corey Sandin filling in for Pete Gray and Rockod Rick, and we're talking all things fishing with Captain Tim Ekstrom of the Royal Star and of Fisherman's Processing. I know we've had some great conversation, right?
We really have.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Absolutely. And look who we've got on hold, the man.
The man.
The myth.
Rockod Rick.
Yeah, come on in, Rick.
Hey, good morning, boys. How we doing?
Good.
Doing good. Good, buddy.
Man, the show sounds fantastic. We've been having a good time listening. I will admit, we've been on the crazy schedule here lately, so I didn't catch the very beginning, but I was excited to tune up. Been listening since the little before the turn of the hour, and you guys sound great. I really enjoy having Captain Tim on the show, and you guys are absolutely killing it while we're gone. And yeah, man, great job, and really appreciate it. And I just wanted to call to kind of confirm the big news, man. We talked about it last week, but we had an awesome time this week, and we got to welcome in a new member to the Matza family. And want to say a big great job to my wife Dallas, and we got to welcome James Whalen Matza to the family this week, and very successful, very happy. And I just wanted to, I'm sure you guys made a little mention, but I just wanted to share the news with our listeners and you guys, and just tell everybody how much I appreciate you letting me sneak out and how excited we are to have another member of the team.
Ah, congratulations.
Congratulations. Yeah. We're so proud of you and your wife, and what a beautiful family you guys are making.
Yeah, well, that's very nice, man. Thank you, guys. We're really excited. Yeah, everything went smooth as could be, and we got another happy, healthy boy, and we're back at home now, and you know, we're back to remembering how gnarly it was the first time with feeding every couple of hours and everything else. But, man, we're having a blast. And just wanted to say how much we love you guys and appreciate all the support. We've had so many great people reaching out and wishing congratulations and best of luck and all that kind of stuff. And we're just really proud and happy, and we wanted to share the news with our Let's Talk Pickup family.
Oh, such cool stuff. And as we mentioned earlier, Rick, the little boy's born into sport fishing royalty, man.
Yeah. I don't know about royalty, but, well, you know, we sure hope he likes it, because if he does, he's going to get his fill of it. And, you know, his brother got to meet him for the first time, and we already, you know, there's a plastic fishing rod in the bathtub every time. So if he takes to it so far like Wyatt has, I think we're in for a lot of fun.
No, super cool, Rick. And I think you're in studio next weekend, yeah?
Yeah, we hope so. I mean, we're going to play things by ear,
okay.
But
okay.
You know, things obviously went, you know, very fortunately, things went very smooth, and we had an awesome team, and we were at Sharp Mary Birch, and they just took, like, the very best care of us, and we're already back at home, you know, so I told Pete I was reserved it just to be safe, you know, barring anything, but, man, yeah, things could have been better. We're already back at home with a healthy baby boy, so I'll be looking forward to being in the studio next week with you guys.
Yeah, it's good stuff, Rick, for sure. And yeah, just such cool information. And again, congratulations.
What a blessing.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Yeah. Just wanted to share the good news. Keep it rolling. I'm really digging the show. You guys are doing a great job, and look forward to hearing the rest of it.
Greatest gift you could ever have, brother. Good job.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it, Tim. Boys, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Rick. Say hello to Dallas.
I will do. She's sitting right here.
All right, good stuff. Man, what good information. And if the first one wasn't enough in reminding how little sleep you get after having a little one, I guess maybe the second one will, yeah?
Ah, sleep's overrated.
Right? Exactly.
It goes quick, and you don't, you know, there's some biology to it. You don't remember that, you know?
Yeah.
It goes by so quick, a few years, you know, thinking of, like, I know we talked about it many a time on here, but, you know, and looking at my, you know, fast forward, my kids are 19 and 23. Now, you know, it's like cliche. Oh, it goes by quick, goes by in a flash.
Yeah.
It doesn't really, but, you know, thinking back on that stage, you know, when they were first born, and
like,
man, it really brings back some fond memories.
Beautiful, yeah, right?
I just get a little welled up thinking about it.
I know, it's kind of cool. Well, the lines have been full the entire time. Texts have been rolling in thick. I've got one here, a text, and comes from Troy in Fontana, and he says, I'm so excited to hear Royal Star on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Do you still have openings on your open party trip leaving this Wednesday? Is that the trip we were talking about?
It is.
Okay. This Wednesday, and do all your trips require a passport? Again, thank you, Troy in Fontana.
Hey, Troy, they don't all require passports. We recommend you bring one if you have one, but a lot of the trips this year, the ones that went out to the West, you know, you don't need a passport. And if you're more than 12 miles offshore in Mexico, you don't need a passport. So I'm like, the vast majority of our trips this summer didn't, you know, but again, we recommend you bring one if you have one. And that particular trip, it's 50-50. Just depends on where you go. But we do have openings on that trip. Last I looked, there were seven, maybe as many as eight. Well, you had an angler yesterday or the day before that had to drop off. Some you know, something came up. So there's a ton of room on that trip, and it is going. We've committed. We're going. It had 16 anglers on it the last I looked. So it's like the Royal Star private charter.
Right?
Well, you know, the time of year gets later, and you got to imagine, think of how much good fishing we've had.
Yeah.
For all this time, you know, I think the old fishing budgets have probably been stretched pretty thin, or
exactly.
They've been tapped out for most, understandably so. You got the holidays coming up, you know. We're getting into that hardcore element here now. You know, like, just can't get enough. I got to squeeze one more trip in. So, you know, I get it. And fishing, as we saw last week, it took a dip. You know, it fell off. So It's a, you know, again, late season trip, epic opportunity to experience Royal Star, to experience the
a lighter
the,
load and
lighter load,
the service,
know,
the good food,
elevated standard of service,
yes.
Exactly, the cuisine, the whole nine yards, and we'll see how it pans out. I mean, I'm looking at the weather right now. It'll probably be a trip that mixes some coastal and offshore down below.
How cool is that?
Yeah. So
get some yellowtail in there.
Variety, exactly.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
3 days. And so that's leaving November 29th.
Yeah. Early in the morning, Wednesday, the 29th, like, you know, sailing time by 8 a.m. and then return Saturday on, you know, again, early arrival, probably 6, 7 a.m. So fish all day Thursday, fish all day Friday, come back home and, you know.
How about that? That's super cool. Light load on the Royal Star. Come on.
Let's do it.
All right. Hey, the lines have been full the whole time.
All morning. Let's talk to Ryan in Irvine. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, how you doing?
How are you doing, gentlemen? My question is, after the jig strike on Oahu, what's the first thing you throw in? Wahoo ball or flyline bait?
I would not throw a flyline bait in first thing. Typically, what I advise is for anglers to wait until that initial jig salvo is launched. And if you want to fish a bait, drop it in after. The, you know, again, everybody fires their jigs out. If you fire them out at the same time, you have a tendency to get wound in or you know, it doesn't go well. You get tangled up in the trolling lines back there. Give it, you know, a full 30 seconds or so. See which way the boat's going to slide, which way it's going to turn, and then launch your bait. It can be very effective, especially when it gets twitchy. You know, those live baits can be a leg up on the jigs after the fish have been subject to a bit of pressure. So I advise both, you know, fish the jig, fish the bait. Either one can be effective, but if you're going to fish that bait again, wait about at least 30 seconds, you know, 45 seconds, and see which way the lines are going to go, straighten out where the boat's going to straighten out, and then throw your bait.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and hard to do. There may not be a more exciting form of fishing than a flurry of wahoo. You know, it gets everybody all riled up and people go running around flinging things from one direction or another. But if you do have the patience and you can wait for the boat to get set up and you can present a bait, oftentimes you can pick off that tail end bite that the guys didn't pick up with the jig or the bomb or something like that.
You know, for the anglers and the casting lures, you mean, you see it. It's human nature, you know, like you said, all the excitement, you know, crap's flying everywhere. It's wahoo fishing. It's just exciting by nature. It is the highest intensity fishing
of adrenaline going. Right?
I mean, there's absolutely no doubt about it. Especially when you start hooking a few. I mean, it's again, it's the like the excitement meter is just pegged. It's just insane. But something really good that we find with wahoo fishing, especially when there's some of them in the area, is you see that, you know, they scatter out over an area. It's not typically a concentrated school of them. A lot of times there'll be fish scattered out, and you see it on the sonar. You know, there's like two out there, 200 feet. There's a couple, three of them out there, another 300 feet in front of you. There's one over here, 400 feet. And as you slide into them, you don't necessarily have to be casting straight back. You don't. I mean, I've seen it a million times where hook up, you know, strike, the boat slows down, and an angler, you know, up in the bow, or two or three guys, they cast their jig off the bow, you know, 90 degrees out, not back there where, you know, the big melee is, and they hook just as many, if not more, up there.
Really?
So, yeah, you don't have to bomb it right back there, and because it can turn into a real crap show, as you can imagine.
Like,
you know,
super fast.
Yeah, lines all going together, trolling fish take off every which way, and, you know, you're batting zero if you're screwed up in a tangle, where is that you have a line out off the bow, up the side, you know, somewhere where the coast is clear, hey, you're fishing now.
Now, let me ask you this. What about, I mean, from a guy that has not caught a wahoo or been in that situation, but you've got four trolling outfits in the water and one's on the troll. I mean, is there any kind of technique to wait until the boat's at a complete stop to bring in the troll gear? Or are you getting that in as ASAP?
No, you get it out of the water.
Get it out of the
water. I mean, ideally, you get as much gear out of the water as possible just to remove the obstacles. You know, I mean, they're inevitable anyway, but, you know, get them out of there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And although I have seen, you know, in especially with those Brandon, say
Nomad,
the Nomad things, those are the ones. those things, it's not a bad idea, you know, hook up.
Because they keep fishing.
Yeah. Kick it out of gear for, you know, another 5 seconds or so and wind that thing back.
Oh, that's a cool way to get a bite.
Well, and that's why I'm asking, right? Because there's got to be some kind of technique.
No, I see it all the time. I mean, we actually, you know, a couple of our guys in the crew will run back there and grab the rod just to get him in quicker.
Yeah.
You know, because you know, the angler who was trolling.
Got too excited.
He'll either bail and go grab his jig rod because that one didn't get bit.
But think about that 30 seconds. He's out of the game.
Yeah, or we tell him to. It's like, oh, go grab your jig rod.
Yeah.
You know, and the crew member winded it in. He gets bit as he's winding the thing.
Oh, Tim.
Where'd he go?
Exactly. Such good stuff. Let's sneak another one in here, Brad.
How about Rich in Bradley? Good morning, Rich.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, guys. The B team is doing a great job. You sound real professional. I'm really enjoying it.
Thank you.
And I've got a question for Captain. I got a question for Captain Tim. What do you think about using either the FG knot or the John Collins knot for attaching 130-pound line to your mono or your fluorocarbon and your braid?
What was the first one you said?
It's called an FG knot. It's a more complex.
Yeah, the FG knot or the John Collins knot.
I am the strong proponent, and I've used it forever, of that five-turn trilene knot. It's my favorite knot, and this is just my personal preference. I know the John Collins knot, I mean, it works great, and probably the other one you said, too. It's not the only one, but I know, and you know, we're going back into the mid 90s now, and that, remember that at the Fred Hall show they had the Iserline knot testing machine. I mean, I can't tell you the hours we spent, you know, nerding out on knots and just watch. It was fun, it was exciting, it was different. But that five turn trilene knot, when it is properly tied, there's nothing stronger. 9 out of 10 times the line breaks before the knot breaks. And it's low profile.
Interesting.
You know,
which one is that?
Well,
that
five-turn trilene. I've always called it five-turn.
Can that marry two lines, the five-turn trilene?
No, it goes. It all it is an improved clinch, but it's twice through the eye.
Okay.
And that's the key. Any knot that is twice through the eye is exponentially stronger than a knot that just has a single piece of line going through it.
Right.
And you know, the key with the five-turn trilene knot is getting it to cinch down right. And when you use the bigger line sizes, it can, you know, it especially with like the eye of a hook that isn't real smooth,
sure,
has a kind of a rougher finish, it'll snag and you see how the line almost kind of burns.
Yeah.
I used to always, when I tie those things, I'd go back by the bait tank and actually dip it in the bait tank before I tightened it up, cinched it up to keep that from happening. But that knot, you know, and again, everybody has their personal preference.
Yeah,
and that knot is the hands down, it's the strongest knot that I've ever used, and I've relied on it for, you know, going
forever,
north,
right?
25 years.
Yeah.
And it doesn't break when it's tied right. It doesn't.
And in regards to the two specific knots that he mentioned, the FG knot and the John Collins knot, also known as the RP knot, if you're marrying two lines, I tell customers this day in, day out, every day, that it doesn't matter what knot you're tying. As long as you can tie it well, they're all designed to work. 100% across the board, every knot you've ever seen, it was intended to work and to marry the two lines. So if you can tie an FG knot, which is super complicated and may take you a long period of time, and you can tie it well, tie that. And if you can tie an RP knot and it's a much faster, more streamlined knot, well, then tie that one. Anything that you know how to tie well, we'll tie it.
I think, Tim, like you mentioned, like wetting it down first, you know?
Huge difference.
The bait,
make sure that it's well lubricated. But I completely agree with what Brandon said. It's the old confidence thing. It's like, if that's not you use and it works, use that one.
Yeah.
You know, if you're good at tying it, which, you know, we all get good at whatever it is our preference is, if that's the one you're good fishing with, again, if you're tying it to the hook twice around the eye, that's the one piece of advice I could give you that I know for sure makes it a lot stronger.
You know, what's kind of cool is that knot tying machine and that whole thing, it's still a big deal, you know?
Yeah.
Seen it at the shows and seen it at the...
Well, we got to see it firsthand, you know what I mean? And it removes all doubt.
Right.
You know, here's, I got this, you know, this knot, you know, I've been using it since my kid, or, you know, or a little whatever, and you put it on there, pow, it breaks at 70%. You're like, really, dude? Well, let me try it again. You know, pow, 70%. Whip out a five-turn trilene knot, and,
oh,
you know,
so
99%.
Fun.
Well, you know, there you go.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Hey, we mentioned those spots on the Royal Star leaving November 29th, but we also have on the Let's Talk Hookup trip, 8-day on the RP, Royal Polaris, with Mr. Wayne Cotto. It's been sold out forever. There's two spots that have opened up on that one. And if you want to jump on and join Wayne Cotto in the Let's Talk Hookup, lots of giveaways and involvement from Shimano and APCO and the whole deal. Check out Royal Polaris Sport Fishing.com, or you can call 226-8030 to secure that spot. Again, that's an 8-day leaving on December 5th. And yeah, you can join that, or if you have the availability to leave in a couple days, you can do it right there. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the Liberty when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Gamakatsu has always been the name in fish hooks, but now they're making a name in fillet knives. Custom-designed Gamakatsu fillet knives feature G-grip handles for secure grip. Built with 420 J2 stainless steel and a diamond-like carbon finish to retain the edge and resist rust. The Gamakatsu fillet knife comes in a variety of shapes and sizes and even comes with a durable sheath for protection. Gamakatsu also makes amazing everyday carry knives, too. Get Gamakatsu knives at your local tackle retailer or at Gamakatsu.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and we're going to give the honors of flipping the coin to Mr. Ekstrom over there, Captain Tim Ekstrom.
Oh, and the lucky texter is Troy from Fontana.
How about that? Congratulations,
Troy. You got a free trip coming aboard the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing.
We give away so many cool things on the show, right? No doubt. All the cool stuff. Tim, being sitting in this seat, having you on that side, has been an honor. Thank you.
You know what? My pleasure. As we said, you know, I feel like I could do this every weekend. You know,
it's fun.
It's a great time to sit here and talk shop, talk fishing. I could do it. You know, it's
a lot
the culmination of my life's effort now. So, you know, anytime, I'm glad to be here, and I look forward to the next time.
And if somebody's got the availability, it can leave this coming week on a 3-day.
So,
are you running the trip? Or
actually,
are you
Captain
on the
Brian Sims is
Brian. Brian will do it. Okay,
exactly.
All right.
Brian Gerby Sims. You know, that's just been his nickname forever.
Yeah,
fondly known as Gerby. 619-224-4764. Give us a jingle in the office. Book online, RoyalStarSportFishing.com. And again, if you need that little nudge to push you over the edge, give us a call there in the office. Either Brian or I will be more than happy to call you back and convince you.
How about that? Super simple, and had such a fun day today. And huge thanks to Christian on that end for making the show run just as smooth as can be, answering your calls when you call in, and having Brandon in here, man, well, co-hosting, sharing the co-hosting duties with Brandon. And I think tomorrow, are you back in tomorrow?
I am back in tomorrow.
Okay, so it'll be Brandon, myself, and Pete back in the world headquarters tomorrow. Just a freelance show. We'll see you tomorrow on the Let's Talk a Kebab, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.